Anne and Michael are back again at Cultural Crossroads. And in this installment, your hosts discuss work and how attitudes can differ around the world. Have a listen and see what you think.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Cultural Crossroads for May. I'm Anne.
And I'm Mike. Hi.
We're very glad to be with you again.
Indeed.
What are we going to talk about this month?
Oh, today we're talking about working life.
It's interesting. And what have you found in your time here?
One of the biggest differences I found when coming to Japan was people's attitude towards work. And I think if you're going to talk about work in Japan, you have to really look at much more than simply the work environment. You have to look at the whole education system is all tied in with it, very much so. But if I were to simplify everything, I would say that the thing that surprised me the most here was that in Japan, people are looked upon mostly as, what would you say, generalists. The education system does not train people for specific careers for the most part. Whereas in the UK, as you go through the education system, always in your mind, you're beginning to focus from the age of about 13, really, you're beginning to focus on what your career will be. And your education choices are all aimed at achieving that particular career.
And it may be why, too, you know, I know I've noticed here in Japan with some Japanese companies how people will get shifted around from department to department. And often there are departments that are very different
right. One
from the other. And
right.
Whereas in the States, it would be more that you would work your way up in a given department rather than moving around
right. Within
the company in that way.
Right. It's like here the Japanese companies want to take people on board that they can then train themselves.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And one of the interesting points there, I think, is, for example, on your CV, you know, on your resume in the States, if you have a lot of different jobs listed, that's not considered a bad thing usually. It would show that you had moved around, you were dynamic, you're interested in new things, you're trying new things. Whereas, as I understand it, in Japan, it's often seen either that you perhaps are a kind of dilettante and you can't settle down in any one place, or that you were disloyal to the companies you worked for and, you know, jumped around. How is that in the UK?
It's pretty much the same as it is in the States. It's not unusual for people to move around into different jobs, different companies, sometimes different jobs, completely different kinds of careers as well. It's not unusual to shift gears. And it's not looked upon in any negative way. Yeah.
Another difference, I think, is the emphasis between that very traditional difference between the individual and the group. Right. And so in the United States, when you're working for a company, yes, you're working for that company, but there's still very much a feeling of you as an individual in the company. So
right. Whereas in Japan, quite often, you're expected to place the company as your priority. That is your priority. Your loyalty is to the company first, your family second.